feed him and play with him till he gets
later on, if you want about his my nephew, Extra P. That's John P, boy. And he's got the mother dog, and Don P. Don is a human hater.
Old man Jim's boy married my granddaughter. I'll have him.
Well, yeah, you know, James, I was. Well, of course, I get to stay old. So I didn't understand that. Yeah, I know James good. Hey, but no. Yeah, you check that out there. And see, Don, him and Don, is, that'd be first cousin. Don.
Well, Burnell and James are brothers.
Right. Hey, that's right. Right. Well, that dog got.
Well, first of all,
you got the young man
there with
you. You remember who we are.
Yeah.
Well,
you're
supposed to like hanging with all
that.
We can't get hold of this old Jim
Hagin.
You live here all your life, mister?
Get a hold of him. I'll tell you what.
What's that?
That Jack be the best man you can find. So.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I tell you what. I was talking to somebody today, and they told me about Mr. So I call him to get an interview with.
That's the best man you can get hold of.
Well, I tell you what, you're a pretty interesting man yourself.
I tell you what, Jack has been clerk of the court and dealt in politics, and he's got all these old yarns and all these old happenings that ever happened here. And he kind of is a writer. He writes it, puts it in the paper sometimes, and he's a mighty interesting man. But I can't tell you right where he's at, but I can tell you right close to where he's at.
Okay. Well, you tell me about lights. What's that?
That's the lungs.
The lungs? Did you eat liver and lights or something like that?
I ate the liver, but I didn't eat the lights.
I see.
I love hog liver.
Yeah. What'd you call that? What would you make out of hog liver?
Hash. Cook onions with it.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. What did you call the insides of a chicken or a hog you might eat?
Well, you take a hog, you could eat liver, and then you could clean them guts.
Yeah.
And stuff sausage in.
Yeah.
That's the way we used to do. We'd take them guts and turn them wrong side out and wash them and scrape them good and stuff them the sausage as dry.
No kid. Okay, what would you do with the parts of the hog? Tell me all about what you do when you kill the hog.
Well, when you kill the hog, when you got him clean, you would cut him up.
How would you cut him? What pieces?
Well, you'd cut off the hams and the shoulders and the middlings.
That's it.
And then you'd trim them and get them trimmings and take the bone out of them.
Uh-huh.
And you'd get a lot of lean meat off of them bones.
Yeah.
And you could cut that off and grind it up in sausage. Or boil them bones and eat it that way, either way you wanted to.
Okay, when you cut that up, what would you call that?
Sausage.
When you cut it up and ate it?
Well, if you ground it up and seasoned it, you'd call it sausage.
I see.
Now, I like that sausage fresh, just pat them out and fry.
Uh-huh.
But we used to clean them guts and call them Dutch casings, you know, that's what they're called.
Mm-hmm. What did you call that salt or sugar cured meat you might boil with your greens?
Well, now, I used to fix that. There used to be a fella down here in town, and I bet I sold him, oh, God, there ain't no telling how much of that meat I sold him.